always when there's an announcement like that made, we have to be positive towards it. There's no doubt, 10 million, not to be sniffed at. But at the same time, in the overall, it's small money towards what needs to be done, has to be done. Like, we have, the government have made commitments to have 20% of their energy, or all energy needs, from a renewable source by 2024. Not a hope of us meeting those targets at the way things are going. But look, this is a start. We have to welcome it. But we would urge government now to really get serious, because there's opportunities there to incentivise people. And it don't know whether it's from wind, solar, anaerobic digestion. You know, there's a plethora of ways we can produce renewable energy. And agriculture does seem to be getting an unprecedented amount of the blame for the amount of greenhouse gases being emitted. Nobody better placed than the agricultural sector to do something about that. We have the land base, we have the opportunities. This has to be seen as an opportunity alongside producing good quality food.
Now, the funding that's going to be rolled out, that's going to be used, I presume, for projects such as PV, solar and energy efficiency lighting and various, I suppose, aspects like that.
Yeah, look, it's every farmer can apply to put solar panels up, particularly guys that are using large amounts of electricity on a regular basis. The pig, the chicken, or the dairy farms, you know, they're constant users of it. There's a lot of shed space available there for solar PV. You know, why not incentivize guys, get in there? It's a win-win, because you're reducing the dependence completely on fossil fuels, and also reducing the greenhouse gas emissions.